Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Giamuso, owner of VIP Ticks, is on the WBEN Liveline. Bill's home opener is Sunday. Tickets are pricey. Nick, what is the get-in price this morning for a ticket to the Bills-Ravens game?
Yeah, tickets are pricey this year, no doubt about it. The Bills have an ideal home schedule where four of the first five games on the schedule are at home this year. The get-in seat for the Bills on Sunday is about $200, and it goes up from there. $200 would be a nosebleed-type seat. The tickets are there's a lot of tickets still on the market. There's about 3,000 to 3,500 seats in the secondary market. So we are seeing prices coming down a little bit, but we expect prices to get back up there on Saturday night and into the game day on Sunday.
You mentioned around $200. That's kind of like generally for a lot of the games what the get-in price seems to be, but it's interesting to see how the matchups and everything dictate what the price is. If you want to go see the Kansas City Chiefs, you're looking at about $350 to get in. The Philadelphia Eagles, defending Super Bowl champion, come to town. That's at least $300 to see. And then, surprisingly, the only other game I saw looking around at some of the different websites where it would be at least $300 to go to is the New Orleans Saints. What do you think's up with that on September 28th?
I mean, there's not a lot of 1 p.m. games this year on the home schedule. And ideally, you know, people like they don't have to go to work the next day. People like the 1 p.m. games. And there's not a lot of them this year. You see New Orleans, and that's what's really driving the price of the New Orleans game, is that 1 p.m. start. And it's in September. So the other one is Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers game in early November. And we expect to see prices. If you're going to go to the game, the Tampa game, I'd buy now, because we're surely going to see prices climb for that game too.
For Sunday's game, how much is driving the price because it's the home opener? How much is final season at the stadium factoring in?
Well, I mean, we're definitely seeing an interest in reliving those moments that the fans have had at the old stadium, for sure. I mean, we've been there 52 years. Doesn't seem like we've been there that long, but 52 years at the old stadium, and Bills fans have a lot of memories in that place, and you're surely going to see prices rise for that last game against the Jets. The last game at the stadium.
You know, I was wondering about that. That's one that we're all kind of interested in, because right now that's the cheapest game to get into. You can get in for under $150. Not really, I don't think, another game that you can say that about on the schedule. It's kind of become like that, right? Where the last regular season game of the year tends to be cheaper. The weather's not great in early January. People are looking ahead to the playoffs. Because this is the last regular season game at Highmark Stadium, do you think ticket prices eventually go up? Or if it becomes clear that they're going to host a playoff game at the stadium, do they go back down again? What do you think happens?
Well, you're seeing the Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots as the most affordable games on the home schedule. You've got the rivalry divisional games. We expect prices for those games to go up. But again, like you said, Brian, that Jets game is a crapshoot. You know, we don't know what the weather is going to be. I mean, we could have a blizzard like conditions, and we just don't know. We live in Buffalo. So we expect tickets to go up for that game for sure. It's the last game. But you know, right now it is affordable at $158 to get in. That's affordable in today's NFL.
Once you get past, you know, let's say November, the first weekend in November, is that the main driver of price for tickets, the weather?
Well, it seems like we've had some nice Novembers lately. You know, you've got the star power of Lamar Jackson this weekend. You've got Mahomes, and you've got Burrow and Hurts coming in here with the Eagles. And, you know, those are marquee games on the schedule. And they're great opponents for the Bills at home. And we expect those prices to stay pretty much up there. I mean, some club seats for those games are pretty close to $1,000. So,
Nick, what games are there the most tickets still available for?
I'd say the New York Jets game, the last game. The divisional games, New England, Miami, and the Jets are pretty affordable with today's NFL prices. I mean, you still get bargains. New England, it starts at $200. The Jets game starts at $158. And the Miami game, the Dolphins, which is, you know, the second game of the season, the home season, is $185. So it's affordable.
You've seen it all, you know, working in the ticket industry. You know, these games are affordable against divisional opponents. You see a lot. Maybe the Bills are expected to trounce over them. But it is kind of funny that you look at over the next couple of weeks, you've got the Dolphins September 18th. That's a Thursday night primetime game. Then the New England Patriots come here. That's a Sunday night football game, primetime game. You know, it used to be with these primetime games, everyone would go crazy for. You might maybe get one a year. So that was the game to be at. Now, it's like no one wants to go on a school night.
We're becoming soft, Brian. Well, it's for sure an asterisk on a schedule when, you know, the NFL, the success of Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, you know, they want fans, NFL fans, to see the Bills this year. And that's evident in the schedule of five marquee night games, national prominence games. And you're seeing that. And, you know, whether the older fans start to think twice about selling their tickets and, you know, more tickets come into the market, that could drive prices lower for those night games. And we've seen that in a couple years past here with the night game.
Well, Nick, fun talking about Bills ticket prices with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.